From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Three companies have submitted bids for the right to explore and mine for copper, nickel, and other metals in Minnesota's latest mineral rights auction. The Department of Natural Resources says Duluth Metals bid on 9 parcels northwest of Silver Bay in Lake County, Encampment Minerals bid on 21 parcels south of Hoyt Lakes, and MMG USA Exploration bid on 1 parcel southeast of McGregor in Aiken County. The DNR's last lease auction prompted an angry outcry from landowners. DNR now plans to review the new bids, then notify landowners and submit them to the state's executive council, which is scheduled to meet on the 6th of December. The new Cook County Chamber of Commerce has been launched. According to spokesman Howard Hedstrom, the organization will create a single voice representing all county businesses from all sectors. In its initial statement, chamber organizers say concerns with an aging population, shrinking workforce, chronic housing shortage, inability of business to invest, and inadequate public investment have been building for decades. The new chamber is in response to these issues and a desire to move the county forward and improve economic conditions for all residents. The organizing committee is composed of more than 20 community leaders from across the county and has worked for the past 10 months outlining the organization's mission, putting the organizational structure together, and developing an operational budget. A 41-year-old Silver Bay man was hospitalized at Miller Dwan Medical Center in Duluth after being injured in an explosion Monday morning at Minnesota Power's Taconite Harbor Power Plant. Minnesota Power spokeswoman Amy Rutledge said the accident is not expected to affect customers. The plant had been evacuated temporarily during the fire. There was no damage estimate available. According to company officials, 11-year employee Joe Fredrickson was in critical condition Monday night, but he was described as conscious and communicative. The injured fuels technician was taken by ambulance to Cook County North Shore Hospital and then transferred to Duluth. Rutledge said the coal bunker was being filled with coal when the explosion occurred. The bunker is where coal is stored before it's burned in steam generators to generate electricity. She said the utility is investigating the cause of the blast. Fredrickson was the only person in the coal bunker room when the explosion occurred shortly after 9 a.m. Schroeder Fire Chief Phil Bonin said there appeared to be a coal dust explosion that caused several spot fires in the plant. Bonin said the cause of the blast wasn't clear. The Duluth News Tribune says a similar explosion and fire occurred at the plant in August 2002. Preliminary figures show hunters registered 45 bull moose during northeastern Minnesota's 2012 moose season. The Department of Natural Resources issued 87 permits for the bulls-only season, down from 96 in 2011. 52% of the parties were successful compared with 58% last year when state-licensed hunters took 53 moose. The sports season ran September 29th through the 14th of October, while a separate tribal season runs through December 31st. This year's harvest was 5 below the 50 the DNR projected last spring when it decided to proceed despite a sharp decline in the state's moose population. It was estimated last winter at 4,230, down 14% from 2011, and less than half the 2006 estimate. Wildlife managers say the main reasons likely include parasites, diseases, and warmer weather rather than hunting. A Civil Air Patrol training exercise has failed to find any sign of a pilot or his plane that went missing over northeastern Minnesota back in June. Crews used their training this past Saturday and Sunday to look for a Piper PA-31 Navajo flown by 67-year-old Mike Bratley of Lakeville. Bratley left a South St. Paul airport on the 8th of June bound for Duluth. At the time, Civil Air Patrol crews, along with ground teams, spent 13 days searching 2,000 square miles for any sign of Bratley or the plane without success. Jay Cook State Park has reopened 4 months after being closed by major flooding in northeastern Minnesota. The park reopened this Monday after flooding in June washed away roads, trails, and bridges. Jay Cook's swinging bridge won't be available this fall or winter. The bridge needs extensive repairs before it can reopen late next summer. There is a 1 in 80 chance of hitting a deer with a vehicle in Minnesota, the 8th highest likelihood in the U.S. That's a drop in ranking from last year when the state was ranked 6th in the country. Wisconsin is 7th in the U.S. for deer vehicle collisions, the same ranking it had last year with a 1 in 79 chance of such a crash. The worst state in the country for deer vehicle crashes is West Virginia, where there's a 1 in 40 chance. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.